Morning. I'll say that Brother Mark said that a bird was the fastest heart rate ever recorded. Obviously, I've never tested the heart rate of a preacher at camp meeting, all right? It's probably about 3,000 right now, all right. If you have your Bible, Joshua chapter 24 this morning, verse number 14. I want to wrap just a short story around my message this morning. If you will, give me about a 2 or 3 minute yellow light and remind me to finish my story, okay? On a hot summer day in South Florida, a little boy decided to go for a swim in the swimming hole behind the house. He was such in a hurry to get to the cool water, he ran out of his socks and his shoes, and he went for a dive in that cool water, and his mom was washing dishes and saw out the window that there was an alligator in the midst of that pond. And she went running out there to tell her son to come back, and about the time he began to come back and reach the shore, that alligator caught up with that boy and got a hold of his foot, and there was a mama that grabbed a hold of that boy's arms and held on as tight as she could. Joshua chapter 24 this morning, verse number 14. The Bible says, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seems unto you evil to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served, whether on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whom the land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I want to preach for just a few moments this morning on the thought of it is worth it. It's worth it this morning. A lot of times we'll see in some of these home decor stores some of these signs that say, "But as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord," and we'll take that home and we'll hang it above our mantle and we'll see it and we'll think, "Boy, we're serving the Lord." But I want to say this morning, it's going to take more than a sign for your house to serve the Lord. It's going to take some work this morning. It's going to take some dedication this morning. It's going to take some things for you to serve God this morning. And I want to say that it's going to be worth it all when you serve Him. I was thinking about Paul this morning. Paul served God. He went to prison. He was half stoned to death. He was beaten. And I'm sure at the end of his days, he looked up and said, "It was worth it. It was worth it all." And Peter hanging on the cross upside down, he said, "I put some work into it. God saved thousands of people, and it was worth every moment of it of serving Him." I want to look quickly this morning at four things this morning about our homes and how we need to be serving God. First of all, I want to look at the picture of the home. We find that this was not Joshua and John this morning. This was Joshua and his wife that had a house. I'm glad God has given us a picture of the home. He didn't create Adam and Steve. He created Adam and Eve. And I want to say this morning, God didn't give Adam a bunch of women to choose from, but He made one person for him. And when we're looking for a husband, a wife or a spouse, we need to make sure it's who God has us to have. We know that there's one woman in the house. We find that Joshua was the spiritual leader of his house. Do you know why there's so many things going wrong in our homes this morning? It's because men have forgot how to be spiritual leaders of the home and lead their homes toward God and show their children and their spouse where to go and what God has showed them in their life. We don't read like we used to. We don't pray like we used to. And it's showing in our homes. Not only that, but we find that Joshua and his wife got along pretty good, because whatever Joshua said, if it come from God, she went right along with it. He said, "Me and my house will serve God." I remember years ago, my grandpa telling me about some old mules, said they wouldn't get along with each other. You hook them up to a team and you couldn't get nothing done with them. How is our home supposed to be surrounded by the things of God if we got a mom and a daddy that's disagreeing on the way to lead the house spiritually? Not only do we see see the picture of the home, but we see the problem of the home. We find here that God reminded them where he brought them from. He said, I brought you from across the land of Egypt. I've brought you into the land of Canaan. He said, but along the way you've messed up. You've dabbled in the gods of the Amorites, and you dabbled in the gods of those before the flood. But I want to say this morning that we've got ourselves in a mess. We've let sin flood our homes this morning, and it's causing a problem in our homes. We look around at our homes today and we say, why are homes falling apart? Why are homes not what they used to be? Well, if we take some of the things that we have introduced in our homes, and then we wonder why in the world our children are living a life that is in sin. I want to look this morning. I'm going to say a couple things. You might not like it, but amen, me and you, all right? We've got some cell phones in our homes that are ruining our homes. I mean, we give our teenagers access to stuff that grown people can't even handle, and we're wondering why in the world they're turning out the way that they are. Not only that, they say that some 93% of teenagers have seen some filth online that they should have never seen, and it's because we're given access to it, and we've opened up the door to the devil and said, step right on in. We find that these games that people are playing are full of bad language, and they're full of violence. And we say, I don't know why my children aren't acting right. It's because we got to get them around the things of God. Get them out of the things that they're in and point them to God. There's a sin problem. There's a stand-up problem. We need some mom and daddies this morning that'll stand up and say, hey, I know you're going to fuss, and I know you're going to fight it, but it's worth it one day after a while if my child will give their heart and life to Jesus Christ, because they were born in the right way, they were raised in the right way, and one day they'll see God in the right way. We see the problem of the home. Not that, we see the priority of the home. Joshua didn't say, it's for me and my house, we'll go play baseball. He didn't say, it's for me and my house, we'll go to work. He said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve God this morning. He said, there's things I'm sure that he had could have done. He had some things I'm sure he had to do on the honey-do list. But he said, before we get to any of that, we're going to serve God this morning. I hear a lot of times, I don't read my Bible because I ain't got time. I don't pray like I used to because I ain't got time. Listen, the only reason you got time is because God's give it to you, and we ought to flip that Bible over, and whatever's left at the end of the day will do. But before, we ought to serve God with sincerity in our heart. He said, serve Him with sincerity. Instead of allowing our children to do whatever they want, be locked up in the rooms with a cell phone for 6 hours a day, we ought to get them around the Word of God. They ought to hear Mom and Daddy reading the Word of God. They ought to hear a devotion once in a while. They ought to see Mom and Daddy down on their knees weeping and crying and praying for them this morning. You know why? Because it's worth it all this morning. Serving God. There's some priorities in our homes. I'm afraid this morning that our priorities have gotten off kilter. We're no longer thinking about what can we do for God, but how can we fit God into our life? Our main thing when we get up in the morning is we ought to say in our heart, Lord, how can we serve you this morning? Not only the priority of the house, but we see the proclamation of the house. He said, listen, there's some things that I can tell you, but before I ever tell you, I want to tell you one thing. That me and my house are going to serve God. And before your children ever serve God, they're going to have to see you serve God. How many times are we so full of life and so full of our time is so full that we're saying, hey, we got to get this done and that done, and we come to the end of the day and we haven't made no room for God, but then we want our kids to go do something for God. Hey, it's going to start at the house this morning. It's going to start. Don't rely on your preacher and your Sunday school teacher to get your kids saved. You ought to get them down there to the Word of God before they ever get to the house of God this morning. It's worth it this morning to do some things. Now, I know I got a six-year-old. I know they'll fuss and they'll fight and they might even get on the floor and kick a little bit. But at the end of the day, it's worth it. It's worth it. My little boy and my little girl, my prayer every day is God save them at an early age and keep them out of the wiles of this world. Keep them from the scars of this world. And I'm going to try everything I can. Everything. Hey, I'll take them to revival. I'll take them to Sunday morning. I'll take them to a funeral if they preach the gospel. Amen. We need to have our children around the things of God. We see the proclamation. He said, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. We're going to serve God. I wonder how many parents this morning would stand up and say, listen, I'm going to serve God. If I want my children to serve God, I'm going to start with me. We find the pride of the house is Joshua and the rest of them lined up after him. Serving God. If you remember the little boy, the alligator had got a hold of him and his mama's pulling as hard as he can. There's a guy coming down the road, saw what was going on, shot the alligator. They got the boy free, went to the hospital. He survived. He was in the hospital for many days and he come home and a news reporter come by. And they said, can we see your legs where the alligator got you? He rolled his legs up and they looked at it. He said, but I want to show you something else. And he began to roll his sleeve up. And there was some scars where his mama had dug into him and wouldn't let the alligator get him. It wasn't worth it. She hung on to him. And there's some scars that boy will look back on his life and say, look, that's where my mama loved me enough to hang on to me. Listen, we ought to have some things this morning. We can look back and say, my mom and daddy loved me enough. They took me to church. They gave me a devotion. They showed me who God was. We look back this morning, we all see some scars where our parents showed us what we need in our life. Listen, it ain't up to the preacher to run your house. It ain't up to the deacons or the Sunday school teachers. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It's worth it. Every bit. Amen.